Welcome to the BritishBattles.com podcast on the Battle of Orthez, fought on 2nd February 1814 during the Peninsular War in the southwest of France, with Wellington pushing Marshal Soult's Army of the Pyrenees back across the River Adour. My name is John Mackenzie. I am the editor of BritishBattles.com. I write the text for the entries in BritishBattles.com. I also select the illustrations and draft the maps under my nom de carte of John Fawkes. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site for the Battle of Orthez, where you will see a number of illustrations and my map of the battle. I hope you enjoy the podcast, and I invite you to send me your comments to info@BritishBattles.com. The Battle of Orthez was fought on 27th February 1814 on the north bank of the River Gave de Po, east of Bayonne, in the southwest corner of France, near the Spanish border. In the Battle of Orthez, 30,000 British, German and Portuguese troops, under the Marquess of Wellington, later the Duke of Wellington, fought against 32,000 French troops commanded by Marshal Soult. The French army of Marshal Soult was defeated and driven back across the River Adour. Marshal Soult's French army, following the Battle of the Nive, lay with its right flank in Bayonne and its formations along the north bank of the River Adour and along its tributary, the River Gave de Po. The difficulties of the Emperor Napoleon in combating the armies of Austria, Russia, Prussia, Sweden, and the other smaller powers in northern Europe rebounded on Soult. Napoleon required Soult to send picked soldiers and officers to bolster the Imperial Guard and form 20 reserve battalions. Soult's German and Italian regiments had either deserted or been disbanded in view of their waning reliability. Soult's army was reduced by some 16,000 men to 60,000. Villatte's reserve division was broken up and a new 8th division formed under the command of General Harispe. Early in January 1814, following the crossing of the Rhine by the Allied armies opposing the French, Napoleon called for a further dispatch of troops from the Army of the Pyrenees. In making this demand, the Emperor relied in part on his expectation that he could sign a treaty with the Spanish Regency, bringing the war in the peninsula to an end. Soult was required to send north 10,000 infantry with accompanying cavalry and artillery. There was, however, no sign of the Spanish leaving the war. Soult was forced to send north Trailhard's Dragoon Division, Spars' Cavalry Brigade, Laval's and Boyer's Infantry Divisions, and 28 guns, leaving him with 48,000 men to confront Wellington's 79,000 British, Portuguese, and Spanish troops. Losing his will to continue in an independent command in the southwest, Soult pressed for his army to be dissolved and to be recalled to the main French army in the north. No such recall was given. The British government was taking active steps to improve the situation of Wellington's army, particularly in providing more secure financial support. With this encouragement and promising news from the war against the Emperor Napoleon, Wellington resolved to force the line of the River Adour. In the course of operations during February 1814, Soult was forced to withdraw his troops to the line of the rivers Adour and its tributary, the Gave de Po, breaking down the bridges other than the bridge at Orthez. The pivot for the French line remained the port city of Bayonne, near the mouth of the River Adour. On 23rd February 1814, Sir John Hope led a force across the estuary of the River Adour between Bayonne and the Bay of Biscay, with the substantial assistance of the Royal Navy Squadron under Admiral Penrose. The crossing was completed by the 27th February 1814, so that Wellington's army almost completely surrounded Bayonne. General Fouvenot, the governor of Bayonne, over whom Marshal Soult possessed only limited authority, being directly appointed by the emperor, failed to intervene effectively against Hope's crossing. Soult, in the meantime, concentrated his infantry along the river Gave de Pau. The French cavalry were positioned along the north bank of the river, with all but one regiment upstream from Orthez. In the morning of the 25th February 1814, Hill's Portuguese regiments advanced into the southern suburbs of Orthez, on the left bank of the river Gave de Pau, and launched an unsuccessful attack on the bridge. During the rest of the day, the balance of Hill's corps, with the 6th and light divisions, came up behind the Portuguese. Further west, Picton's division found the bridge at Berenx broken and crossed the river by a ford further downstream. Beresford came up with the 4th and 7th divisions and Vivian's cavalry brigade. Foy withdrew from the river, enabling Beresford's force to cross the river by a pontoon bridge and several fords. By 4 p.m., Beresford's columns were approaching the town of Beichts on the main road from Bayonne to Orthez, along the north bank of the river Gave de Pau. The French generals gathered with Marshal Soult on the road to the west of Orthez to devise a plan to counter the British incursion across the river. The French general officers, including Soult, were dismayed at the threat posed by Beresford's river crossing and proposed a retreat, other than Clausel, who was for attacking Beresford in strength. Soult preferred retreat, but hesitated even to commit himself to this course of action. He decided to take up a position along the heights covering the road from Orthez to Dax, in the hope that Wellington would be sufficiently intimidated not to attack him. Soult's army formed along the heights above the Orthez-Dax road during the morning of 26 February 1814. Taupin's and Rouget's divisions of infantry, with Paris's brigade and the 15th Chasseurs, a force commanded by Ray, occupied the French right flank on the heights behind the village of Saint-Beuze. On the left of Ray stood D'Armagnac's infantry division. On the left wing, Fririon's and Berlier's infantry brigades of Foy's division extended the line along the road to the river Gave de Pau at Orthez. A section of Harispe's division held the bridge and town of Orthez on the north bank of the river, while the rest of Harispe's division stood to the north of the town on the ridge cut by the road from Orthez to Salespice. Villatte's division stood in reserve on a ridge to the northwest of the Salespice road. The cavalry of Berton's brigade and the 25th Dragoons covered the fords above Orthez, while the remaining regiments of Pierre Soult's Dragoon division held Salespice. It is apparent that Marshal Soult considered the forthcoming battle to be a rearguard action, as the artillery park and reserve artillery were already on the march for Soult de Navailles on the river Louis de Béarn in the French rear, and Ray was ordered to occupy Amou to secure his crossing of the river Louis de Béarn. Wellington did not expect Soult to give battle and interpreted his deployments as preparations for a full retreat across the rivers Louis de Béarn and Adour. In the early hours of 27 February 1814, Wellington's army began to cross the river Gave de Pau. The 6th Division and the Light Division were over the river by 9 a.m., joining the Hussar Brigade, Vivian's Cavalry Brigade, together with Beresford's 3rd, 4th, 6th and 7th Divisions of Infantry. Gathered around the suburb of Orthez called Départ, on the south bank of the river Gave de Pau, were the 2nd Division, Hill's Portuguese Divisions, the 13th and 14th Light Dragoons, a troop of horse artillery, and the pontoon train. Soult was present on the field, realigning Ray's corps on the French right, while Wellington rode down the line, observing the French deployment. The centre of the French line lay on a hill, from which the ground undulated away in each direction. The village of Saint-Beuze, a mile from this hill, was occupied by the French 12th Light Infantry and the 15th Chasseurs à Pied. The rest of Taupin's division lay to their right, with Rouget's division and 12 guns on the central hill. To the west of Taupin's position was an old Roman camp on another hill. Wellington positioned himself in this camp, from where he directed the initial phase of the battle. Soult's divisions in position around Orthez comprised 37,000 men. Wellington deployed 33,000 men to attack the French around Orthez. Wellington launched three attacks, the first by the 4th and 7th Divisions, with a battery of artillery and supported by Vivian's cavalry brigade, against Taupin's division on the French right. The second, by the 3rd and 6th Divisions, supported by the Hussar brigade, to follow the roads from Beichts to Orthez and turn off to attack D'Armagnac's division and the right wing of Foy's division on the road to Dax. And the third, by Hill, who was to cross the river at Orthez and attack Harispe's division in the town. The light division, lacking two regiments that were being reclothed, the 43rd and the 1st 95th, was posted at the Roman camp in reserve. Fierce fighting soon developed around Saint-Beuze, as Cole's 4th Division was held back by Taupin's division, Taupin's guns firing straight down the village main street, keeping it clear of the attacking British infantry. In spite of support from Barnard's brigade of the Light Division, the 4th Division was forced to withdraw from Saint-Beuze. In the second attack, the columns of the 3rd and 6th Divisions advanced up the parallel roads against D'Armagnac and Foy. Here also, the British attack was met by heavy artillery fire and fierce resistance from D'Armagnac's and Foy's divisions. At around noon on 27th February 1814, Wellington directed the second stage of his assault. The 7th Division, still making its way around the French right flank, was ordered to attack, while the 3rd and 6th Divisions pressed home their, until now, probing advance. To assist Cole's 4th Division in renewing its assault on Saint-Beuze, the 52nd Light Infantry advanced to attack Taupin's left flank at the join between his division and Rouget's. On the British right, Clinton's 6th Division attacked Fourillon's brigade. Foy, the divisional commander, came forward to prevent the wavering French brigade from falling back, but was wounded by a burst of shrapnel. Foy's enforced withdrawal from the battle demoralised his men further, and his division fell back to the northeast. At this point, Picton ordered forward his artillery. Seeing the guns approaching, Marshal Soult instructed a squadron of the 21st Chasseurs à Cheval to charge them. During this episode, there was a sharp action between the French cavalrymen and two British infantry regiments, the 88th and the 42nd, in which the Chasseurs inflicted significant casualties on the British. The fire brought to bear on the French cavalry by the 88th finally annihilated them. The guns advanced across the road and opened fire. These guns and the infantry accompanying them were now subjected for nearly 2 hours to a heavy cannonade from Villatte's division until that formation was forced to retreat. On the left wing, Wellington ordered Colonel Colborne to take his regiment, the 52nd Light Infantry, forward and deploy in the plain towards Saint-Beuze. As the 52nd marched up the road, they encountered General Sir Lowry Cole leading his division in retreat from Saint-Beuze after his failure to force the village. Colborne urged Cole to be patient and led the 52nd forward, deploying the light infantrymen at the head of the valley, at the point of juncture between Turpin's division and Rouget's right flank. On Wellington's left flank, the British 7th Division came up and marched through the badly disordered 4th Division, leaving Cole to reform his men. Due to various detachments, the 7th Division comprised only 6 battalions. General Walker, commanding the 7th Division, sent the 6th Foot forward, while he formed his division and led it into the attack. Taupin's division wavered under this assault and began to fall back, covered by Paris's brigade on its right. Beresford thereupon sent forward 2 troops of horse artillery and a battery of foot artillery, the British guns returning the medicine, until then dished out by the French artillery. Meanwhile, Colborne led his 52nd Light Infantry through boggy ground to the top of the ridge, where they opened a heavy fire on the right flank of Rouget's division, while Picton's 3rd Division attacked Rouget's left flank. In 30 minutes, Rouget's division gave way and ran back over the ridge. Taupin's division, in turn, attacked in each flank by the advancing British and Portuguese, gave way and retreated into a hollow road, where the French troops were heavily bombarded by Beresford's guns. D'Armagnac's division, which had failed to provide any support to Rouget's division on its right, or Foy's division on its left, now fell back some 2 miles to the road between Rontour and Dax, in line with Villatte's division, positioned there by Clausel. These 2 divisions provided cover for the divisions of Taupin, Rouget and Foy as they retreated in disorder through Salaspice to the line of the river Louis de Béarn. While these attacks were taking place in Wellington's centre and on his left wing, Hill was crossing the river Gave de Pau straight into the town of Orthez. Soult had ordered the destruction of the ancient stone bridge across the river, but its massive structure defied the French engineers, and sufficient remained after the explosion to enable a Portuguese brigade to launch an assault across the bridge. This assault was held back, but while the French attention was concentrating on the Portuguese brigade, other Portuguese troops made faint advances on the nearby fords, and Stuart's 2nd Division crossed by a ford at Suarez, a mile upstream from Orthez. The Portuguese and the British cavalry followed Stuart across the river, the whole force advancing north to cut into the French position. Soult moved Harris Bay's division back to positions flanking Rantung, completing a line with Villatte's division and D'Armagnac's division. Against this line, Wellington launched all 3 attacking forces. Picton's 3rd Division suffered heavy loss before D'Armagnac's division gave way, followed by Villatte's and then Haraspe's. As Haraspe's men fell back, they were charged by the British Hussar Brigade, and the 7th Queen's Hussars cut off 2 battalions of French infantry, capturing many of them. The French retreat became increasingly demoralised, and only the difficulty of the country prevented heavy loss to the pursuing British cavalry. In addition, Lord Wellington was injured by a bullet and was unable to continue in the saddle, preventing him from controlling the pursuit. Around 6 p.m., the French army struggled into Soult de Navailles and crossed the river Louis de Béarn by the bridge and the neighbouring fords, under the cover of 12 cannon, unlimbered on a neighbouring hill. Darkness and the river crossing delayed the pursuing British cavalry. At 10 p.m., Villatte's infantry and Pierre Soult's dragoons left Soult de Navailles, setting fire to the bridge. Haraspe's division, coming up in the rear, was forced to put out the fire before crossing the bridge. Taupin's, Rouget's, Foy's and D'Armagnac's divisions, with Paris's brigade, encamped at Hagetmau, 10 miles beyond the river Louis de Béarn crossing at Soult de Navailles. The main body was joined by Vilatte's division at 2 a.m. on 28 February 1814, as the march north was resumed. Harris Bay's division laboured on behind the rest of the army. Berton's cavalry brigade marched from the fords above Orthez by a route well to the east of the main retreat. During the day, Soult's army assembled on the right bank of the river Adour, while Wellington's army advanced on the river at Saint-Sever in three columns, skirmishing taking place with Pierre Soult's dragoons. Wellington's intention to attack the French at Saint-Sever was superseded by Soult's continued retreat to Ayr. French casualties in the Battle of Orthez were 3,924 killed, wounded, and missing. The casualties of each French division are given on the British Battles website for the battle. British casualties were 1,400 and Portuguese casualties 600. Casualties for particular British regiments are given on the British Battles website for the battle. The Military General Service Medal 1848 was issued to all those serving in the British Army present at specified battles during the period 1793 to 1840 who were still alive in 1847 and applied for the medal. The medal was only issued to those entitled to one or more of the clasps. There were 21 clasps available for service in the Peninsular War. The Battle of Orthez was one of the clasps. The battle honour, Orthez, was awarded to the British regiments that took part in the battle. A list of those regiments is given on the British Battles site for the battle. On 2 March 1814, Wellington renewed his attack on Soult's army around the town of Ayr. Heavy rain interfered with movement and made the fighting difficult. After resisting strongly, the French fell back in the evening. By 8 March 1814, Soult was falling back on Toulouse, while Wellington waited for the rains to cease before resuming his advance. That is the end of this podcast on the Battle of Orthez. I hope you have enjoyed it and thank you for listening. I would invite you to look at the BritishBattles.com site on the battle, where you will find pictures of the battle and images of the regiments that took part, with my map of the battle. Finally, I would invite you to look at the list of British Battles podcasts on www.britishbattles.com/BritishBattles.com/com-podcasts.